Oklahoma Congressman J.C. Watts has announced he will not seek re-election to a fifth term. His decision has House Republicans scrambling to replace him as chairman of the House Republican Caucus, the party's fourth highest-ranking post. Watts' pending departure also is focusing attention on what he represented as the only black Republican in Congress. NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams spoke with Watts in his Capitol Hill office.
At 44, Julius Caesar Watts still looks like the star quarterback for the Oklahoma Sooners. He led them to victory in the 1980 and 1981 Orange Bowl games, and he still delights in his collection of cowboy boots.
Your listeners might not like me wearing these boots, man.
Why? What kind of boots are?
My animal rights buddies out there. These are hornback alligators.
Watts' decision to walk away from Congress came after several high-powered appeals for him to stay. President Bush called. Vice President Cheney called. Leading black Democrats in Congress, including Charles Rangel, also urged him to stay. And it's not only politicians who expressed concern about Watts leaving. The legendary civil rights heroine Rosa Parks wrote to him to say, quote, "If you can please remain as a pioneer on the Republican side until others come to assist you, I am glad I stayed in my seat on the Montgomery, Alabama bus," end quote. Clearly, Watts' presence as a black man inside the otherwise all-white leadership of the GOP went beyond politics.
There's a whole lot of people out there in the black community that recognize that I hadn't abandoned my roots. I grew up in a poor community. I had to sit in the balcony of the movie theater. I couldn't sit down below with my white friends. I've experienced those days. I understand that racism isn't dead, but I do think my approach has been different than most in the Congressional Black Caucus, simply because I believe we have to look at new ways of dealing with old problems, new models, if you will.
You've been here now for a little bit, 7.5 years in Washington.
I told my wife 3 weeks ago, I said, if God gave me only 7.5 years to live, I want to live them as a congressman, because they've been the longest 7.5 years of my life.
It was good. So what have you learned?
This arena, it's very similar to football. What I've learned in football, you're going to get knocked down. You learn to get back up. I have learned that just in the last 3.5 years as conference chairman, I've learned the importance of talking to people in terms of benefits as opposed to policy. Republicans talk about policy and legislation. Democrats talk about benefits. In Washington, if you're explaining, you're losing. It just does not work in the time that you have on a newscast or a broadcast and trying to get into the meat and potatoes of a piece of legislation. The marriage tax, that's not a policy issue. That's about giving people $1,200 more to buy their kids school clothes. People understand that.
Now, in the postmortems on your decision to depart, everyone says J.C. Watts was chafing under white leadership in the Republican Party that really didn't allow him to have influence.
Me leaving had nothing to do with me not getting along with anybody. What I have said about the party, I said it 6 years ago. I believe on the left, especially with the old guard leadership in the black community, there is a group identity thing. But you know what? One, it's the same way on the right. In conservative circles, there's a group identity. Well, ideology and independence, they don't mesh very well. I did not want the conservatives to be able to say, or I don't think conservatives should say, we all have to think alike because we're conservative. Just like I've disagreed with many in the black community that would say we all have to think alike because we're black. You know, one, I never wanted to play the role of the black Republican or the black conservative. I'm a whole lot more secure in who I am, that I don't have to grab something out of thin air and say, I'm going to put this on as my identity.
Now, you said you don't mind when people invite you, the Republicans invite you for fundraisers or major events and have you standing there as a symbol. You said you wanted to be out there. Even if some people might interpret it as tokenism, you thought it was important that a black man stand there as a leader in the Republican Party. But given the difficulties in terms of leadership and the conflicts that you've had with other leaders in the party, do you ever feel like you were exploited?
See, I've never really had any conflicts with other leaders in the party.
Oh, come on. Tom DeLay was at one point, I mean, you had to assert yourself in terms of your role, especially in terms of communicating with the other members of the party, so that you really held your ground as a leader in terms of your role as the caucus chair.
But you know, Juan, that's what leaders do. John Boehner's conference chairman had some of the same challenges. I suspect if you talk to Tom DeLay and Dick Armey, I suspect they had some of those same challenges when Newt Gingrich was the speaker.
Right.
But it isn't as sexy when it's the two white guys that don't see eye to eye. It's much sexier when the black guy and the white guy, when they don't see eye to eye. I had another thing I saw here a couple of weeks ago that said that I was upset because I only had a symbolic office over in the Capitol. Juan, I don't know if there's any such thing as a symbolic office in the Capitol. I mean, if you've got any kind of office over there, but the fact is, I had the same office that the white conference chairman had.
Despite Watts' disclaimers, there is still widespread questioning about what led him to quit.
They just can't believe that this guy is giving up 30-something staffers, giving up a budget, giving up all this office space, including an office in the Capitol. You know, the opportunity to climb the ladder in the next 4 to 6 years, run for Speaker of the House. He's given up all of that to go do parent-teacher conferences? To do more Little League baseball games? There has to be something behind that. The fact is, I never meant to be here the rest of my life. This really has been public service for me, and you know, it's time for me to go home and to be a neighbor and a friend and a father and a husband and a citizen again.
In addition to family time, Watts hopes to rise as a businessman in Oklahoma. Juan Williams, NPR News, Washington.